I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russian President Vladimir Putin met this week in Pyongyang with Kim Jong-un, Supreme Leader of North Korea. It's a sign of deepening anti-Western ties. Evangelical Christians in Russia are also often viewed as extensions of the West and face censorship. Slavic Gospel Association supports evangelical churches in Russia, not to advance the kingdom of the West, but rather the kingdom of God. SGA's Eric Mock says,
"We have always been seeking to equip the faithful indigenous Bible-preaching churches in the countries of the former Soviet Union to reach their people with the gospel and to disciple them in God's word. And that couldn't be any more of a greater need, especially in Far East Russia and in Siberia, where there are hundreds and hundreds of villages that have never heard the gospel."
Pray for Russians to follow Christ. And techniques will vary due to language, but Christian discipleship goals are really no different in deaf ministry than they are in the hearing world. As Rob Myers of Door International explains,
"It's important that when people come to Christ, they are equipped to be a disciple of Jesus, that they know how to follow Jesus, that it's not just a one-time decision, but it really is transformational in their lives."
Less than 2% of the world's 70 million deaf people know and follow Christ. The few who do follow Jesus also lead Door International at a senior level, committing time, talent, and treasure to church planting in unreached deaf communities. Generational growth is a natural result.
Someone will come to Christ and they'll begin to follow Jesus. They bring other people to Christ and they encourage those people to then share the gospel. And you have what we call generational growth.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.